The fake spike incident, if you like, occurred, and that kind of kick-started the interest and sort of galvanised the interest. The fake spike shop was on the corner of Norfolk Street and East Road. They had gone bust, I think, so the building became deserted. Various people had decided to utilise that space to start holding parties, and this happened on a series of weekends, on a Friday night. Generally, these parties would occur, and of course word got round and people would come from all over town to attend this party, because this was something that happened after the pubs closed. And on the third weekend, it was decided that this was going to be stopped. And so all the kids turned out of the pub on a Friday night to find that folks had been cordoned off by police. So this became, if you like, an event in itself. And so young people just decided to stay and try and make a point. And the point was that they wanted somewhere to go. They wanted somewhere to you know, do their thing, be creative, and to listen to their own music. So they stayed, and of course the East Road was closed off, and the police holding the line, as it were. More and more young people turned up. There was no trouble, as far as I was aware. I was there around about, I think, small hours of the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening. The police decided that they'd had enough, and that it was time for us to all go home to our beds. And so a police officer in charge took out his megaphone and told us that we would be dispersing immediately, or we would face the consequences, effectively, that we would be dispersed by other means. And at this point, pretty much everybody said, right, OK, point made, off we go. And the street was cleared, everybody went home to bed, and that was the end of it. To our surprise, the next day, the Cambridge Evening News lunchtime edition came out with a headline, "Riot on East Road." And we were all thinking, riot? What riot? But of course, the word had been used, and the consequences flowed from that.